Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success. I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and my co-host today is Bruce Starr. He is a digital broadcaster, a professional speaker, a talk show host, and the original love coach. Today we're going to be talking about online marketing game changers and the brands that are moving millions of dollars into video and mobile advertising. So welcome to the show, co-hosting today, Bruce.
Great, Laurie. Always nice to work with you and be on a show with you.
Well, this is an amazing show today because really you and I are both involved as one of the game changers working with the brands who are leading the way right into that digital marketing space. There are so many big companies who are committed to spending millions of dollars and they are leading the way. They know where the customers are going and they are going to be there. They are taking that digital leap and taking that first position, and they'll be waving to the other companies, leaving them in the dust. So thanks for joining me on this very important topic.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because we're both so heavily experienced in the traditional media, being TV and radio, talk show hosts, and I was actually also a talent agent out in Los Angeles, and I'm always looking at the directions that things are taking, and I saw the direction that advertising was taking, and everything is moving online. Everything is moving to even all the big movie makers, and the TV people, they're all moving online and getting aligned. That's why they're buying all those companies.
Exactly. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that when you even go out to have dinner or lunch and you're in any kind of a public place, almost all of the people that you're looking at are connected to a mobile device. They've got their cell phone in their hands. They've got a tablet that they're holding on to. And some people still are online via, you know, you'll see it in places like the Starbucks and other chains where people are on their laptops as well. But they're connected online. And so the big brands have seen this and they're saying, wait a minute, if all of our consumers are online, we better find the way to be in the hands of our consumers. And we have to do it right now because our competitors are doing it, and we don't want to miss out.
Absolutely. So what do we want brands to know? That's hardcore information. If they're not going in that direction yet, what do we want brands to know about online marketing?
We want the brands to know that in a lot of this online marketing, they're going to be taking a first place position, you know, ahead of their competition. And in the traditional advertising, you know, the way it used to work is the companies would go in there and they would talk to their advertising agencies and they'd start looking at all the statistics of what was happening in the marketplace and the track records of the platforms they were going on, and then they would make decisions where to place their budget. The biggest thing that the brands have to understand right now is when they know that they have to go online because that's where their consumers are, they're going to have to take a certain leap of faith because they're not going to have all the statistics for the platforms that they're going to be participating on and spending money on to get their message in front of the consumers, because a lot of these platforms are new or newer platforms. And every single day, there's new, amazing platforms being created. But if they look backwards, they can understand in retrospect the power of what they're doing and why they have to take a certain amount of their budget and they have to place it on these new digital platforms and ride the wave to success with those people. For example, like the BYL Network, which is the only online network that is actually designated as a television station. Now, with BYL Network, of which I happen to be an executive producer on the Money Channel, and you're going to see my programming coming out this year in 2015 and beyond, we are creating that future, and we are taking a lot of the big brands with us to develop that. You know, you can't turn around and show numbers for stuff that is just starting in the right place. That's going to be numbers they're going to be able to see over time. So they're going to have to take that leap of faith and get started with a certain amount of their budget and be there as the elevator's rising to the top, they have to be in the elevator and they have to go to the top with the other brands that are going and leading the way. I mean, I was actually watching, you know, a major show, CNBC, you know, in the morning when they have all the leaders of different CEOs on there. And they have a CEO very recently of AOL. And they ask him, how come you know, are bringing in revenues that are so amazing? And he said, well, that's pretty easy, that we saw that we had to get involved in digital advertising space before our competitors. We did it, and we are reaping the rewards. So this is the message we give to the brands. If you sit back and you wait for your competitors to have that first advantage, it's going to be your competitors that are going to have your customers, not you. They're going to take part of your market share, and you have a choice. Play or watch other people take your customers.
That's really excellent advice. So can you give us examples of some of the visionary big brands who are putting millions into online advertising, video and mobile?
Absolutely. I'll give you two giant examples. One, I'm sure you heard of the company called Procter & Gamble, with every kind of consumer product imaginable, dominating in the marketplace. When I say dominating in the marketplace, a company like Procter & Gamble will spend about $2 billion in advertising this year, billion with a B. The CEO of Procter & Gamble clearly stated, we are going to spend 35% of our advertising budget, and we're moving it onto digital. We don't really care about the numbers of those platforms because those numbers are not all out yet. We care that our consumers are going to these digital places, and we are going to be there and have that first mover advantage. So if you take about 35% of $2.5 billion, Bruce, that's over $700 million that's going to be spent on digital platforms by a giant, mega, global company that knows they've got the research, they understand, and they are participating, not a little bit, but $700 million worth. I think that's a huge statement to the brands to, excuse me, pay attention, because other people understand what's happening, and you cannot keep the blinders on and expect to be profitable and successful at unbelievable levels in 2015 and beyond. Another brand that is embracing things in the digital space and understands marketing is your Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my goodness. You know, you're seeing more and more of their participation, you know, in the digital space. You're seeing more of the things that the consumers are looking for from, you know, the perks, you know, on out there. But their intention and the direction is they are reaching the consumers, and they know where those consumers are, and they know those consumers are on digital platforms. So those are just two examples, but it's clear that the pathway is into digital. Now, when I say digital, what am I talking about? Bruce, I'm talking about video advertising in video platforms. Why? Because in the next 2 years, Bruce, over 90% of what the consumers consume in a digital space is going to be consumed in a video format. And it doesn't matter. The length of the format is going to be short because people have no attention span. Nobody can pay attention to you for a very long time. They don't. They absolutely, you'd be talking to them, and they're on their phone and on their device while they're talking to you. They're definitely not with you 100%. They're on a device. So short and video. The other thing that we can do, where BYL is really so smart, I mean, it's amazing. What they actually did was they took commercials and they did what's called a hard coding them. And I want to share with our listeners what it means to hard code a commercial. When you watch something that's taking place online, a lot of times before that actual content exists, they have what they call a pre-roll. They start like a commercial and you get forced to watch this commercial, or it'll say you can X out the commercial in X amount of seconds after you've watched it, because let's face it, something's got to pay for this programming. There's no free lunch. And so people do need, you know, advertising and commercials to pay for it all. Well, it's very annoying to deal with these pre-rolls and these commercials. And then if you're an advertiser, people can X you out. So what BYL Network figured out is they did what's called hard coding. They took the commercials, they placed them right in the actual programming, so it's seamlessly right in the program, be eliminated by any devices that eliminate commercials because they're not really alerted to it that it's a commercial. And it's part of the programming, so people actually see it. They can't ignore it. So not only are our commercials airing in the video format online, but our programming is now airing on mobile devices, so we have now become mobile advertising, Bruce. The people at BYL Network, I have to, you know, give a thumbs up to Danielle Silverman, who is the COO of BYL Network, and Jordan Aloof, who is the CEO, because they actually figured out where the market was going, and they took this first moving advantage to be designated in this area and get online with all these channels. It's absolutely amazing. Brands need to pay attention, Bruce.
Wow. So, you know, you already explained BYL Network, but it's kind of hard to imagine that they're a television station. And so you might want to explain that a little bit more and why brands should be paying attention to and advertising with BYL right now.
Right. For example, you know, you can go online and you can watch content. And there's many companies that are putting content online. Well, one good example is a million videos every day are on being posted to YouTube. Well, the problem with YouTube is it's like the same situation of being lost in the ocean. Any person can take and create a video, and in the title of the video, Bruce, they can use the name of a brand to attract viewers and actually attract more viewers than the brand. So let's say I was on a vacation at the Marriott, and I wanted to show my party adventures on the beach. I can literally, in the title of my video, include words like Marriott. And when people are searching on YouTube for Marriott, my video has just the better opportunity of showing up. Well, especially if I put, you know, sexy people in bikinis partying on the beach, and a lot of people see it and they want to see the bikinis, I might get more views on my video about Marriott than Marriott's going to get views for their own videos about their hotels and, you know, and their business. This is very scary for the brands. It's a very scary place for them to be. So BYL Network got designated as a television station, and what that does is it allows them to be receive the television commercial advertising of national brands that would only put their commercials on television. Does that make sense? So if you
absolutely.
Have a budget and your budget is for television, and you have to find a television station to advertise it on, BYL Network got designated as the only television station, and now they are eligible for those commercials that are designated for television. They can be the place where people place their advertising budget for television commercials. Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it sounds very interesting.
You know, we have commercials right now. If you go to BYLnetwork.com, especially if you watch in the later evening, you're going to see the national commercials from, you know, TV people that you know, whether it be the Cindy Crawfords, you know, the other brands, you know, late night talk show like Larry King. You know, you're going to see those type of things because we are a television station and we have those type of commercials. What I want brands to know, Bruce, for those of you who have been tuning in, it's been great being here with my co-host, Bruce Starr. He is a digital broadcaster, a professional speaker, talk show host, and the original love coach. And he's got some great events that are going to be coming up here, and you definitely want to tune into his shows. But it's been great bringing to the broadcast waves, airwaves today, talking about online marketing and the game changers and the brands who are moving millions of dollars into advertising on video and mobile. They are doing it so that they can have a first leader advantage over their competitors while their competitors are sleeping. They're out there reaching the consumers. They're getting on their online places, whether they're, you know, being seen on their laptops, their tablets, their mobile devices. They're reaching the consumers as they're waiting for their airplanes. They're reaching the consumers as they're having their morning coffee. They're reaching the consumers through this digital marketing. And my greatest message is don't stay asleep at the wheel. If you are a brand, you've got to start. You've got to put some of your money into the digital marketing or you're other competitors are going to be waving goodbye, and chances are you're going to have a whole lot less market share. I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Until we get together again, be successful, be safe. Goodbye for now. Thank you, Bruce.